Yeah. They're, I'll tell you what, they're good like that. He seems to be anyway.
Well, I'm glad that they're following up. I mean, better for them to address it now than for us to get to the hearing.
Oh, absolutely, they're not in a hurry.
And I don't want to have a shovel go in the ground and somebody be screaming that they didn't know. They would have been here, they didn't know.
I was surprised because all those lots are in the name of the
association.
Yeah.
That does surprise me as well.
Yeah.
That does surprise me as well.
Yeah, that's according to the GIS.
Thank you for looking.
Oh, no problem.
I don't think they operate as a board.
My job.
I think they have a manager and that's it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Cool.
One call. We never belonged to it.
Fantastic.
We never bought into it? What does that mean?
Well, we never belonged to it when we were supposed to.
Yeah. But now you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
I think we are going to have to look at maybe PennDOT multimodal to do the back hill after the gas company.
No, they're going to pave it.
They're going to pave the whole thing, or they're just going to do what they did and put the little strip?
No, they told me they were going to do a shoulder to shoulder from where they started to the road.
Great.
That's what they told me.
You think
when I talked to them.
When?
When they're done. But who knows when.
Do you think it's bad? Wait, you think it's bad here? You should see what they did on Main Street and Holly.
Oh, that's terrible.
See what they did in the borough. I mean,
that is terrible in Holly.
They left it so that your car is like a boat going down the street as you go down the street. It's a level street.
I was up the whole
other
like day.
It's like a boat. It's like swaying. I was like, this has got to be, somebody said, what is that? It's got to be UGI, I said.
You may know the answer to this. I asked Johanna to give me a copy of the winning bid for this particular reason. The paving estimate per square yard or whatever, however they have it here, compared to the estimate that PennDOT did for the parking lot. I wanted to see how the price compared to see where we're at in terms of our estimate.
She should have it out there someplace.
Oh, I have the estimate.
Oh, okay.
What I didn't have is what this number was per, you know, to see what the current, kind of the current rate is. So I can check this now and see how does this compare to what PennDOT gave us for the parking lot.
Do we have that bid, Indy? The Waco bid?
Yeah, it's right here.
You got it?
That's what I had in my hand.
Oh, okay. I don't think they bid. They bid by the ton, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the job has a number of square yards, so should be able to factor in what the price was.
$102.10 a square yard.
Okay, so now what I need to do is compare that price, right, and what they did here with what we asked for from PennDOT for the parking lot, and see is it lower than what PennDOT estimated, higher? See what the number would be.
Do you have that with you? Or?
No. I have it in a folder on my computer.
Okay, but that's it.
But that's the point. That was the point of me asking for that.
$102.10 square yard for.
And the estimate that you had PennDOT do was all the way to the back, right?
Yep.
So, when we look at that. Where does the helicopter land out front, right?
Yep.
So do you think if we're short the 25,000 that we could cut it off at the gate and do from the gate back later?
The only reason I had included the part in front of the township building because when the chopper comes in, it comes in from that direction.
So it might pick up the...
It comes in that way.
So it's going to pick up the...
Yeah, it comes in over the field.
Okay. All right.
So we always worried about hitting that tree, but I don't know how he misses that tree every time. When he takes off, he goes the same way.
Okay.
He actually comes in over the field and spins that thing around and then sets it down, and when it takes off, he takes off. I don't know how I don't hit that tree.
Well, there's no meeting of the CFA in July. They canceled it. So the next possible opportunity that they would look at the application we filed last November is September, but the lady told me no, that they have too many applications on. She doesn't think that we'll make it till November. So there's no chance that we're going to get an award that we can kind of use during paving season,
right,
except the one we already have.
Right.
So I just wanted to look at what the numbers are and how the kind of the going rate compares.
What's you have total yards and tons on the two estimates?
Well, this is from the bid, and I don't have the estimate in front of me.
One from PennDOT.
From PennDOT, yeah. I can email it to you when I get home.
Well, just say it's roughly 2 tons in a yard.
Okay. I'm just looking at the price per yard and thinking that roughly it would be a very similar price for the parking lot.
What would they have, 100 and something?
101.
Yeah, it was 102.
109?
Well, what was 109 and what was 90 something?
102.
Right.
102 was the second one?
I think so. Was it 102?
That's the price for Foster Hill.
Okay, so 109. So PennDOT was at $54.50.
I grab the
PennDOT was at $54.50 a ton.
Bit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that math. I'm not gonna sit here and do the math. If you want to, go right ahead. That's the kind of thing I like to have time to think about. I wanna shut the sound off on my phone. Which I might have already done, but I remember. I did. Okay. Did you guys have a chance to look at the flyer and the registration form?
When you did?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yeah, 91.37 a ton. That's what they're charging, so 10 knots as well.
So you're saying their estimate is way too low compared to this.
$40 a ton is less than PennDOT's estimate.
So the going rate, the price isn't 25 short, it's a lot more than that.
Well, yeah, the price of oil is not so bad. That's what drives the price of asphalt up.
I didn't get the ear back from Zabinski yet. No, the bridge.
Okay, and I didn't get any response yet.
Well, I got a hold of
a couple more days on the 30 days.
The head engineer.
You're going to push that right to the last day. You know that.
Yes, I do.
And I told him what was going on. And I told him, we're going to run into problems because if they make that a walking bridge, everybody's going to have to back out on the 209, the trucks. He didn't like that one bit.
That could be interesting.
And
back out on the 209. Huh?
What was more interesting was when I told him Matt was on TV saying that it would be $1.5 million to fix the bridge and only $500,000 to make it a walking bridge. He said, that's ridiculous. He says, the underside of that bridge is totally redone. It only needs a deck and sidewalls. He says, you could probably do that for the $500,000, $550,000.
This is from PennDOT.
Well, I record requested the actual physical estimates.
Oh my goodness.
I haven't received them yet. But also, did I send you guys the article from PennDOT?
Which one?
Great Bend.
I remember reading that.
One of the comments that was made on the television report was that the traffic count was too low to warrant doing the work.
Right.
So PennDOT had an article out not long ago about a bridge in Susquehanna County that they did in an emergency, and they were so excited about having fixed this bridge to get it back up and running. There are 42 cars a day across
the bridge. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested to see how our traffic count compares to that.
They got a traffic counter up on Route 6 now.
7th,
too. And 7th Street.
But that's the county bank for that, mm-hmm, right? On a state road.
So So I'm waiting. That I have not gotten any response. What a shock.
You want the traffic count to go up? Just take our township truck out there and try to do some work.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
I don't need to game the traffic count.
I counted the same car on Moon Valley Road one day that we were working. Went up past us 13 times.
Now I get that every day.
In one day.
With all the people.
The same car and the same driver.
I was going to say, do you have any supervised homes in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's where most of the traffic comes from on my block.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Moon Valley, I got a lot of cars that come out of Moon Valley Falls and just go up and down.
Up and down, up and down.
And then I got the Malibu vans and I got...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who the one... I think he must work for Malibu. But the one guy has a SUV that goes up. I think it's a Lincoln SUV. Goes up and down the road like 100 freaking times a day.
Is that the doctor?
No. He drives a...
Scary.
I think it's the same with that.
Detweiler. Yeah, he drives some cheap car. He don't drive an expensive car.
I think that's the guy that yelled at Harvey up there last week when we were cutting shoulders.
Yelled at him? Why?
Because we're blocking the road.
Oh.
Oh.
I gotta go. Because he had the truck parked on an angle and he could put a little dirt into it.
Foster Hill has become a very busy road.
Yes, it has.
Did Planning Commission talk about the Stater Center thing at your meeting?
No,
there was no quorum.
No quorum?
Yeah. I was away.
Right.
I think Mikey was working.
Mikey was working and Roman texted that he couldn't be there.
Okay.
And Mikey was working. Now he's down in South Carolina.
Okay.
Drove down there this morning.
Was he down here for?
He took my granddaughter down.
Oh.
Moved her down there. Moved my other granddaughter.
I happen to be talking to is it somebody from PPL? Yeah, it was somebody from PPL. Mm-hmm. As I attended a program where PPL was talking about the legislation that they're putting forward to try to get permission to go back into the generation business because of the fact that the estimates are by 2030 there won't be enough power being generated in the state to cover the demand. And I was asking about a couple of particular items, one of them being whether, you know, if you're looking to zone where is a place that makes sense, whether, and you have to find a place.
Definitely.
Which we know we have to. Whether they can exist in proximity to quarries because of the blasting.
Right.
And the PPL person I was speaking to told me that initially they were being told they could not locate in proximity to quarries or to rail yards, to any rail lines.
Because of the vibration.
However, they have changed that.
Yeah.
And now they have removed those prohibitions, mm-hmm. and now they will look at sites that within that. One thing that occurred to me looking at what you provided us is 80 feet in height is really... Mm-hmm.
And that's a good justification for keeping our ordinance where it is and letting them have to go through the process. But all of these so far that have been allowed have been on curative amendments.
They've
all been curative amendments, except for Cumberland County.
The person from PPL that I spoke to said that Cumberland County was the first out of the gate with a countywide model, And that they did a thorough and complete job in doing their review.
They did.
The one thing that scared me from watching the senator's hearing was
that... Did they show a video?
No.
Oh, you gotta see these things.
They talked about the maximum water consumption at up to 3 million gallons per day.
Yeah. Fairfax, Virginia. There's one located in Fairfax that uses 3 million gallons of water a day for cooling.
And they said there's
more than a nuclear power plant.
Well, that's another thing that they talked about on the hearing was like, I don't know, some new kind of, like, you can do it in your garage, nuclear power that they can generate? Nuclear-ish power?
Yeah.
It was way over...
There's two things that they've been looking at to try to encourage data centers. One is, it's called a batch nuclear power plant, and it's about the size of this room. And they can utilize power from that. And the other is they put solar farms on their roof. And so, in fact, I think the Cumberland, one of the township ordinances requires them to have a solar farm on the roof. So it's not to detach, take away from township consumption.
Right. Well, and they were also talking about how the likelihood is that it's actually going to raise residential power costs in a little bit, because although they're going to pay for their own generation, the fact that the amount of capacity in the marketplace is shrinking so much means that the demand portion is going to be more expensive.
Absolutely. You know?
And so that and the transmission cost may go up because they have to provide more resources to the transmission side. And so everyone,
Brookfield, I can see, has been doing upgrades at Wallapalpak. I think they're eyeing...
That area was a specific area that was mentioned to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The thing that occurred to me about the 80-foot height is that if we had to find a particular area, there's a couple things, right? If you have to, you can tell people that they have to dig it down, right? But we know that at least one area where if you dig it down, you cause other problems for sure, right? Mm-hmm. But we have a substantial portion of our DD district that is steep slope oriented.
Great.
And the only place where an 80-foot building would go without really, you know, astounding people would be at the bottom of the steep slope.
Right.
And can you keep it cooler by building it into the embankment?
They've explored that also. And one of the ones that out west is actually in the foot of the Rocky Mountains out in Colorado. They actually bore into the part of the mountain.
That's the problem, is the expense.
Yes.
Boring. The expense here, it's not going to be just dig, it's going to be blast,
it's be
right?
Boring
because
and blasting.
Well, the property that Billy bore would have been perfect because it's a 90-foot drop off to the bottom of the property.
Before you fill it in.
Where you filled it in.
Yeah, where you're selling it in.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely going to be something.
Well, that it's something that we need the Planning Commission to.
I don't see it happening.
To discuss
tomorrow.
To be honest with you,
but
We know how long does it take us to reach a point where we're ready to adopt something.
Right.
So, although we don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, starting the discussion is, you know, something that
Covington Township in Lackawanna County and Archibald Borough in Lackawanna County have already enacted data center ordinances.
Yeah, it's rapid fire happening. Coolba has adopted one. Mm-hmm. I just saw an article today that Chestnut Hill adopted one.
Really?
It may be the same Penn Futures. It may be the Penn Futures model.
Right.
Toby Hanna is, I think Toby Hanna Township is discussing one. I don't think they're ready to adopt it yet, but their planning commission's already discussing it. And yeah. But Chestnut Hill, apparently, it just adopted it, according to the news article. Yeah,
it's going to be an issue in the future because these are going to be needed in all regions of the country. And it's just a matter of where you put them.
Well, right now, they're really, I mean, I did see some articles about the ones that exist in Texas and how difficult they're experiencing so much drought, and then people are being told to shorten their showers, et cetera, to conserve water,
and these guys
while these things are consuming monstrous amounts of water. And they did say that there's water-saving technologies that can be implemented, and that there are some that can be, they can be liquid cooled in a non-water usage manner.
Yeah.
You know, so I think there's a lot of things that it's going to take some time to educate.
Yeah, they're studying how to use liquid nitrogen to as a coolant, but again, the stability is the issue.
They could use a recirculation system, but then they're looking at tons of electricity.
Well, and what they're using is all non-potable water, so it's like.
Well, that was one of the things that I think perked up a lot of people's
recirculating it.
A lot of people's interest is that they were talking about being able to use mine scarred or contaminated water. Where they just have to filter it, but they could use that water.
Right. So that's what they've been doing in Virginia. They're using the non-potable water. They're using they're basically using treated effluent from the sewer plant.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the Fairfax County sewage plant's right next to the data center.
So how many been up to the St. Lawrence River lately?
I've been there since I've been in my 20s.
You stand on this side, and all you see are windmills.
Yeah, I figured that. That's a perfect spot for it.
I'm talking thousands of them. That's all you're looking at on the Canada side.
It's a perfect spot for it.
Yeah. Not from our side.
Yeah, I think...
kind of made the view horrible.
Yeah.
Now, what you provided here isn't like a custom-made ordinance for...
No, this is their policy guidelines. There is one, it's Middletown, which I believe is a borough. And their code is on E-code, but it was too long and... Because, like a typical borough code, it bounces from one section to another, to another, to another, and it's like... But they do have a pretty in-depth data center requirement ordinance.
I did get a recommendation for a planner from Lee when I was at PSATS. I happened to grab him for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a contact at Michael Baker International, who is doing planning in this area. I think it's... Troy Truax, and he indicated he would be willing to, you know, to speak to us or speak to the planning board, you know, if we wanted to look at using them. I think they probably have a lot of, you know, stuff that's customizable, but done, you know. But he's a full-time planner. Michael Baker International.
Because even these lawyers we got now are costing us a fortune.
Yep. I didn't get.
You're exempt.
I didn't get a price from
Thank you,
him.
Sir.
I did not get a price from him of what his expense is, but I can ask him what they charge. And we can check it out and see how it compares to Chefstone's price from before. But we do have money in the budget for a planner.
Okay.
And, you know...
Well, did we ever want to interview, what's her name?
Sarsinelli.
Sarsinelli. I know you got feelings against what was written, but at the same time, it was written according to what they wanted written.
Right. Well, you know, there's no reason that we can't get proposals from multiple ones and see, and perhaps talk to both of them and find out, see where which one seems like it's a better fit. The Michael Baker International, I think, did the county comprehensive plan. They're doing the Monroe County comprehensive plan. But I don't know if it's this guy or if it's someone else there who's handling those projects.
Mm-hmm. Take a look at it.
But we definitely need to work on this and consider things like, is it a way a potentially or steep slope area could maybe get traction that we wouldn't otherwise have?
And they like
lots are very
in a way
slim
that actually
there,
makes
though.
Sense.
They like to locate near warehouses.
The lots are actually very slim up there. Yeah. Because you have the 19-acre lot, which is up for sale, but it's got a lot of restrictions on it. And it's because of the type of surface. Because I've had people look at that. So I think that only leaves really one, maybe two bigger lots.
Is that
the 19-acre lot just sold, isn't it?
What?
That's what my nephew bought, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
How far, where are you thinking?
You have to go up on the other side of 84.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're talking right between there and our boundary line.
Yeah, I never bought that.
There's not many properties left up there that are big enough to accommodate the Bates.
Nice home site.
Well, one of the things they were saying is they can be scaled, depending on
yeah, but I'm saying
the size of the
you still need a decent size. For the parking, for the building, there's mm-hmm. not many lots. There's one 10-acre lot, that's it, but it's narrow.
That's a nice property.
The problem with us not finding a better area
is
that means it comes somewhere where you would be looking at an 80-foot tall building.
The house is in rough shape, though.
The only other place we would have is one of these properties down here. They'd have to wire out whatever's there and where it drops off down
yeah,
to Delaware.
Going to do all the work on to it.
That's not all of it.
That was all
towards the top, it's not. But you can, if you can knock 40 feet off the building, then it's only 40 feet high.
I'd be interested in what a planner who's more engaged in this has to say about whether that would be a good thing. Maybe they would want that, or whether it would be a bad thing.
Hey, Dave.
Like I said, but the ideal property
it's the kind
would
of thing
that
if we don't, if we just look at the DD zone, we're going to end up with something that in a place that we really are not
don't want
looking
to
at.
Right. That's
and I would still steer him. I would still steer him towards Billy because he might sell it.
And your other question that came up was the Blue Ridge. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the possibility that we can do an amusement tax to cover streaming services.
Well, the email that Johanna sent us today, to me, it seemed like I'm not sure that person fully understood what the question was. Yeah, fully understood what the answer they were being asked for, because that sounds to me like something that wasn't engaged in this particular question.
No, it has to go directly to the government office.
Yeah, and perhaps there's a contact in our past agreement that's the person that we'll need to follow mm-hmm. up with to find that answer out. I've not seen that agreement.
There is a movement in other states to...
No, there's a movement in this state.
To
it was very clear at PSATs.
Amusement tax.
To amusement tax. Now, that I haven't heard
and
yet.
Chicago actually did it. It was the first municipality to do it, the city of Chicago. And they based it on the Illinois amusement, the right of a municipality to pass an amusement tax. And they say it's an amusement because the reason it's not covered by cable is because it's not utilizing the lines, but it is amusement. It's the same as going to the theaters, especially for the gaming, the cinema, and then the on-demand features are all considered amusements.
Yeah, I don't know that.
How does that affect other things, though? Is that what Westfall tried to implement?
No, no one's done it yet.
Westfall tried to do amusement tax.
Right.
Oh, yeah, but that's a general amusement tax.
It was geared toward, it would hit the movie theater.
Correct.
And it would hit Kittatinny Canoe.
You really don't have anything in town that it would be affected.
Well, I suppose you would have, if you had events at Apple Valley, maybe.
Possibly.
It would probably hit their mini golf, which I think they charge $1 for. Yeah. So it would be a heck of a nuisance for them to.
Yeah.
But that's really the only thing that I could think of that would.
That's what other jurisdictions are doing. Otherwise, you lose your franchise revenue.
Right, which, I mean.
In Central Curia,
for
a new building they put up. Apple Valley.
New building? They put a new building up at Apple Valley?
Yep, above the pond.
Oh, the shed. That little shed?
Whatever it is.
I don't know. I looked at it and I thought, it looked to me like, oh, was that there before?
No.
I don't know.
No.
No, I watched it going up and.
Okay.
I think it needs a permit. I'm not sure. I called Joe. He was supposed to get there Monday. I don't know there.
Okay.
And it definitely needs zoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it needs a zoning permit. At a minimum.
So I called Joe.
Unless it's on wheels.
Oh, I have seven.
Record.
It's not on wheels.